Topic today, does one have to wear a hat, generally a black hat, but a hat for davening? Does one have to wear a jacket for davening? Two points before we even begin. Number one, I'm speaking to people who don't wear them, explaining our minhag, etc. I am not advocating, chas v'shalom, that anyone who does wear a hat should stop wearing a hat. We'll discuss why towards the end of the shiur, but I want to get off the bat that this is not a get rid of your hat shiur, chas v'shalom. People who do wear hats, I think, should continue. We'll discuss why, as long as they stay in that community, you know, where that's the standard, certainly the follow the community standard. Okay, I'm not advocating anyone, you know, let's get that off the bat. Number two is intellectual honesty. I'm somebody who doesn't wear a hat and jacket for davening given this shiur. I imagine that there are people who do wear hats and jackets who might give a slightly different shiur. I did my best to explain the sources as I read them, understood them, and knew them to be, but that, you know, I have my own personal biases, and it's hard to put them in check sometimes. So with that caveat, we can begin to discuss the sources, but know that, you know, it's coming from somebody who doesn't. Okay, so with that in mind, we can discuss. When we daven, it should be clear, we are davening to the King of the King of Kings. Melech Malchei Malchim. Nebuchadnezzar was referred to as the King of Kings, and Hashem is King even above him. He's the Melech Malchei Malchim. So probably, if you're writing in English, the second K is lowercase, because it's, or, you know, the second K is meaning Hashem is the King of the King of Kings. Okay, anyway, Melech Malchei Malchim. Go to stand before God. You have to understand, you're davening, you're talking to Hashem, you're talking to a king. There's a way we're supposed to act and dress. So in Source 1, it's a famous line, appears on many Aron Kodeshes, but Gemara says that when Rabbi Elazar was sick, his Talmidim, in Brachos Chav Kaed, his Talmidim came to visit him, and they asked him for life guidance, so they'll get into Olam Haba, and he gave him, you know, 5-6 answers. One of his answers was, Keshatem et palim du lefnei miyatem omdim, know before whom you're standing. You're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, act like it. That should be clear. Source 2, the Gemara Brachot Dav Lamed tells us of Yehuda Havam et Sayi Nashav Adam Atzla. He would adorn himself and pray. What does that mean? He put on his best clothes. Okay? Is that Me'ikar Adin? Is that Lefnim Ashuras Adin? So we can discuss. But we have what to learn from the fact that he would get dressed up and daven. More commonly quoted sources, I quoted those other two because they come up in various tshuvas that I came across on the topic of black hats and jackets for davening, or hats and jackets for davening. That's why I quoted them here. But the more common one is this source 3, the Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Bet. Tells us, Rav Bar Rav Huna Rami Puzmaki Umatzli, he would put on his nice socks and pray, why? Prepare to greet your God, Israel, Hechon Nekrad Alakav Yisrael. We don't just show up and daven. We prepare for it. So he would put on his nicest clothes. And then Rava didn't do that. The Gemara says, Rava instead, Shadi Glimei, Ufachri Yadim Matzli, he would remove his cloak, remove his jacket, and daven, like really beseeching, really begging, like clasp his hands together, really to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking for life, I'm asking for parnasa, I'm asking for success. And then Ravashi tells us that he saw Rav Kahana daven. Ravashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana. And it depended what the political climate looked like at the time. Were things good for the world, or good for the Jews, or bad for the Jews? What was going on? Ki eika tzara ba'alma shadig lime ufachri yadim matzli. When things were bad, he took off the jacket, and he went, and he the same way, clasping his hands and begging. On the other hand, and he would say, Amar Avda Kami Mara, like a servant before his master. Ki ika shalma, when there was peace, when things are good, lavish umikasi metatev matzli. He would go, dress up, put on nice clothes, I'm a man of the house, I got, you know, I'm the prince. So he would wear his nice clothes when things are good, and Amar hechon nekrad alakav Yisrael. So when things were bad, he didn't wear his nice clothes. It was almost like, you know, wearing sackcloth when things are bad, and wearing your nicest clothes when things are good. So we're actually going to see that there's some who relate to this even today. As in, why? Because it's not a rule to always wear your nice clothes. Because That's not what the Gemara said. He sometimes didn't. So how does that play out? But it should be fair to us, or clear to us from these sources that what is going on here? It's clear to us the idea that wearing nice clothing, looking presentable, is important. You've heard the expression, the clothes make the man, or as the Marsha and Shabbos puts it in source 4, Big Day Adam, Ramzim Amido Tavshal Adam, it shows your values. If you dress up for an activity, it shows that you consider it important. If you wear your worst clothing to the activity, so not always, sometimes it's because the activity is messy. Granted a certain range of activity. But if you dress up for it, so you're saying, this is a nice place, I have to dress up, no shoes, no tie, no service. But if this is a place that I don't get dressed up, so I don't care about this. And that's what the expression, that's what you wore to my party? Like, why don't you, put on a nice shirt, whatever it is. So that's what you dress like that on Shabbos, you dress like that in shul, that's the idea. Like, how you're not showing the proper respect to this. This shows you your midos to it. So, what are the sources when it comes to what you have to wear to daven? So, source 5, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah says the following: Tikkun Malbushim Ketzad, what do you have to dress up to daven? Lo yamor b'tefillah be'afundato v'lo v'rosh magula v'lo v'reglan magula. You shouldn't be wearing your knapsack while davening. You shouldn't have your head uncovered. You shouldn't have your legs uncovered. Im derech anshe hamakom shelo yamlu b'fnei hakdolim elavam. If it is the way of people where you are in your locale, that they won't stand in front of important people with their feet uncovered. And then he says, Derech kol ha-chachamim v'talmideim shelo yipalu l'gishin atufim. And chachamim and their students would only daven when they were properly wrapped. Now, in previous generations, a hat and jacket was standard dress for Jews, Gentiles, okay? That was how you looked nice. And it was inappropriate to appear in public without them. So the halachic authorities in those places said, you have to wear a hat and jacket when you're davening. And if you're particularly wear a hat and jacket in public, so then all the more so you shouldn't have to do that when you're standing before God. So the Rambam is saying, don't stand in davening the way you wouldn't stand in front of important people. Now, I don't know if you got it. I got it as a meme this week, because Naftali Bennett went to... was it Dubai, and the emir or whatever, the head of that state actually wears sandals, and he had bare feet. And somebody said, all those years they told me I couldn't stand before the prime minister in sandals, and look, he's doing it. Well, okay, he's the head of state, this, that. But what's going on? That people said you wouldn't do that in front of somebody important, so then you shouldn't do that in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu while davening. So these ideas are passing in the Shulchan Aruch, source 6. Ro'ei shilo malbushim na'im yuchadim l'tfilah. It's proper to have special nice clothes for davening. Kigon b'knei kuna, just like the Kohen had special clothes to do the avodah. El shein kol adam yachol b'azbeis ozeh. Okay, nowadays we all have lots and lots of clothing. I imagine in Machaber's time, people didn't have that many sets of clothing. So to have a special one just for davening, who could afford that? Mikol makom. Tovu shiulo mechnasayim yuchadim l'tefila mishum kiyot. At least you should have special pants for davening, trousers, in order that you should have clean clothes for davening. Source 7, the same lashon should sound familiar. Derech hachachamim v'talmideim shelo yipalu k'shem atufim. The Shulchan Aruch is passing chachamim and their talmidim should not daven unless they are properly erect. That means wearing the hat, wearing the jacket, let's say. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't use the word hat. We're gonna see why. But probably because they didn't wear hats where the Mechaber was from. That's why he never says the word hat. He just says daven atufim. Says the Ramah, Be'ed Zam, Yesh Chavik, Yadayim Shatfila, Ka'ada Kami Mare, Be'ed Shalom, Yesh Likashe, Bugadim Na'im Le'Palel. So when things are bad, daven like a slave before his master. When things are good, dress up nice and daven. That should sound very familiar to us from source 3. Right? That's exactly what Rav Ashi saw Rav Kana do. So Shulchan Aruch and Ramah are passing against the Maisa. So who's Derech Chachamim B'Talmideim? So Kaf HaChaim says, "How did not get Derech Chachamim B'Talmideim?" Because that's how it's written in Masechet Shabbos in Source 3. Avalhu Adin Kol Adam Yesh L'Asokin. Don't say, "Well, I'm not a Chacham, and I'm not even the student of a Chacham." Okay, and therefore I don't have to dress up nice. That's for those people. you know, the Chiddush Kulam. No, this means every, you know, if you're able to read this text, if you're able to be in the shir, you are included in this, and Chachamim and their Talmidim, you also have to dress up for that. So where does it get to the hat and the jacket? So there were many, many places, like I said, where the standard was that you, in order to go out in the street, you would have to, you would be uncouth. The lower part of society would be maybe walk outside without their hat and jacket. But you, no, nobody respectable did. Okay, so there are many, many sources. I only cited some of them here. But don't think, this is a source from the Aruch HaShulchan of the Mishnah Berurah. These are representative of many sources that discuss this, but fairly explicit here, and therefore that's why I included those. But Aruch HaShulchan, Midinatenu, Ein Lipalel, Av Kisharosh Mechusa, Bekisle Katan, not just a kippah, you need a hat. Rak Ba'inan Kova, Kemo Shalzein, Berachov, like the way you walk in the street. Kovaim, Akluim, Mikash, and even a straw hat, Chashiva Kisoy, that counts. The way you would walk out in the street, that's how you have to daven. Mishnah Berurah, Bekula, Zmanim, Tzarechli, Asim, Eitan, Kova, Tfilo, Kova, Berosho, Vidarshol, a hat, like the way you walk in the street. Below the Kova, Kota, not just your Kipa, Shetachar, Kova, Ki Ein, Derek, Lamokin, if they on Hashim, Hashemim, you wouldn't stand that way before important people. And the Palo, Babat, Shokai, Shopishnam, Nabagnai, that would be the same issue of like shorts, Mamokim from the Golden, Koshikim, Mabushim sandals, Vahekim the Gula, and your whole calf is open. But Hakol Taloi Lefi Minhag Amakomot. It all goes by what's normal in your place. So I haven't been to Johannesburg, and haven't been to Melbourne, or anywhere else where you're from, though I've been many, many Talmudim and wonderful people from there. So I don't exactly know how to gauge what the standard is, but I will talk a little bit about what I see it is to be my assessment of what it is here in Israel and what it was in New York where I'm from, and you can extrapolate from that appropriately for the standards of your community. But it used to be that the standard was that you wore a jacket. Anytime you were going someplace nice, anytime you're going for a job interview, of course you put on a jacket, you put on a tie. Okay? That used to be the standards. I graduated college in 2008, and the people training me for the job interview processes were, let's say, a generation or two older than me. And, you have to wear a suit to your interview. So I did. Let's just say, in the year that I was at that company, I saw many, many people coming to interview. That was no longer the standard. People would come in a nice shirt, maybe a sweater, maybe a blazer, but slowly business casual has become the norm. As you could get a job that if you show up in a job in a nice clean shirt, cleanly shaven, tucked in, presentable, then they wouldn't not give you the job because you didn't come in with a jacket. That was in 2009. I don't believe the situation has changed in the last 12 years. That, in other words, now if you show up without a jacket, especially now that everything's remote, who knows? But but I don't think that the situation has gone the other way on that front. In America, they like to blame President Kennedy, because every president, until President Kennedy was president in the 60s, 1960s. So until then, every president was inaugurated. Oh, it was so fancy, wore a hat, and when he was sworn in, President Kennedy was the first one to not. So I was doing a little research on this subject, because hosting discussed President Kennedy on this topic. And there's machloket if he's the Simon or the Sibo. Was he the reason that now it's not the standard, or was he a sign of the times? As in, if everybody's not doing it, that's why he didn't do it. He was just one of those. Was he the cause, the effect, the symptom of it? So I don't remember the last time I saw a person wear a hat. Like, from people. Jewish people wear it, and we'll discuss why in a minute. But I mean, there's nobody else who goes out, it's a formal, it's a fancy restaurant, let me get my fedora. Okay, we're not Indiana Jones, this doesn't happen that way. Right? That's not how, that guy showed up in the interview without a hat. Okay, maybe if we're looking for a job for a Haredi yeshiva, and he shows up without a hat, that would be a reason to not accept him for a job. But in my field of computers, and most let's say, secular fields, if the guy shows up without a hat, he still gets the job. And no one's embarrassed to walk that way into the street, and no one's embarrassed to appear that way before the President of the United States, the Queen of England, the, I don't know what you have in Australia, the Prime Minister. Okay, nobody, right? They don't put on a hat to meet the Prime Minister, am I right? No. Okay, in South Africa, what do you have? Parliament? Something? Prime Minister, also? You have a president, okay? When you meet the president, you wear a hat? No, that's not the standard, correct? So therefore, if that's not the standard, I can meet the president, who's the top person in this land, okay? The leader, you know, might have a power to commute your sentence. That's like life and death, essentially. And I can meet him without a hat? So you can't say, well, you wouldn't meet the president that way, so how can you know enough? Okay, that's how this sugya goes. So, therefore, when it comes to davening that way, that means that me'ikar din, there's no din in having to wear a hat or a jacket. It is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, subject to your local place. What is standard, what is normative, what is dignified, that changes from generation to generation, from locale to locale. Right? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say hat because where the Mechaber lived, that wasn't the way it was. It is worth pointing out that, by the way, the distinction a little bit, since Eliezer points this out, between the Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah, when it goes from how you would appear in the street to how you would appear before important people, but overall, how you're willing to present yourself is the way to go. That doesn't mean that anything goes in davening. We'll talk about that in a minute, and that'll be like the last source, but the need, like a technical need to wear a hat or jacket, I don't believe exists now in our current society. Yes, question? That was it. I answered it? Okay. Fine. Let us go. There are a few other points to make on this topic. There are those who feel that wearing a hat and jacket, though, does impart a sense of modesty or humility that you need for prayer. Lavush, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, says, you can go into shul with your stick, with your bag, but Rosh Megula, don't go with your head uncovered, even in a place where they do that in front of ministers, Shazeo Derech Kalav Rosh, Kilo Ein Lo Mor Shnina Lav, like you don't fear the Shnina. Yesh Lo Kovav Rosho, Yesh Lo Oma V'Kovav Rosh Lefanam Yitbarach. So if you were to be wearing a hat and jacket for davening, it does put you in a certain mind frame. So therefore, there are many people who relate to that source, amongst other sources, as maybe that's something we should be doing. And there may be some truth to that, but that doesn't mean that that's the only way to accomplish that. As in the post-game in our world, who don't do that, I would not say that, for example, our Rosh Yeshiva don't have the appropriate humility and awe for tefillah, despite and modesty, despite the fact that they're not wearing hats and jackets. Okay, but I grant the premise that for many people, putting on the hat and jacket does give them that sense of awe that you would want somebody to be davening. What about those who just wear them on Shabbos? Like, I do wear a jacket on Shabbos when I go to shul. So what's that about? So I think if we think back to the sugya in Source 3, when things are bad, dress one, when things are good, dress the other way. So says the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 12, so you don't wear a jacket during the week to daven, but they do wear it on Shabbos. So I'm not saying he's advocating it, but he's at least malaming close on such a practice to dress nicer for davening on Shabbos than you do during the week. But he says during the weekday, the shliach tzibor should at least be wearing I know in my parents' shul, and I imagine many other shuls of Chutzlaretz, the chazan still has to wear a talis or a jacket. As in, if he's wearing a jacket, they don't make him put on a talis sometimes. But if he's not wearing a jacket, then they haven't put on a talis. There's some places that make him put a talis on, regardless. I'm getting different looks from you saying yes, no, maybe, so, okay. That's proper practice. But, the problem is that now, the argument goes, that now if you were to put on a fedora, if you were to put on a hat, so then it's now no longer proper would be, instead of saying, wow, look how nice and dignified that looks, you would go, what a clown. Put on a hat to go beat the president? Like, that's a sign of disrespect. And therefore, some would argue, I don't argue it, that it would be a sign of disrespect in tefillah as well. The Shut Malamun Lahoil, that's happened. He went to teach for 2.5 years in Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch's community. And, you know, leader in Germany, Jewry, and Switzerland. So he said, Shela, Irashali Shalom Barakosh, Lemming LaRosh. Somebody asked him about swearing in court without your head covered. He said, in the Kehillah of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, where I taught for 2.5 years, the Talmidim sit with their heads uncovered. I don't know if this meant without a hat or completely uncovered. During their secular classes. And only during the Torah classes is their head covered. And this is done. The first time I visited him at home, I had my hat on. Here you take off the hat. And if somebody, one of the teachers, especially one of the non-Jewish teachers, were to see you coming to me with your hat on, he would think that the person who's coming with his hat on is being disrespectful. And therefore, it's not a problem of following their local laws, as in you shouldn't have your head on, hat on for those meetings. So, I'm not saying the Shut Malamun Lahoil says that don't have it for davening. I'm just saying, with that idea that that's the standard, that now it's disrespectful, you can see why somebody would say not to wear it. On the other hand, one of the preeminent Haredi posting today, still alive today, the Tshuva Zanagos from Shtarbach, he says, Shamati Shatamanim, Shabarikasal, Ho, the Omnim Gavaf Nisharim, Likova, since people now stand without a hat and jacket to daven, so you can daven that way. He says, yes, that is more common now, but I think we learned this from the Goyim, from the other nations, Shlamdu Mishita da Communisti, Kulam Chaber, everyone's friends. They're acting like friends, they don't want to act above you. Because they're trying to show you, I'm a man of the people, I'm one of them. Right? When you get a picture of President of the United States in the Oval Office with his shirt sleeves rolled up, and he's at hard work, what's he trying to show? I'm an everyman, I'm one of you. So then, Harim, that doesn't show. So they're just trying to show you something. It's because they don't have their own concept of that kavod. He says they do. Watch them. When they go to another meeting, they put on a suit. So even those people, but there it's because they don't have the respect. In other words, they're saying, I'm one of you, don't have any respect for me. They're trying to show how they're your friend. So he disagrees with the way I've been presenting it, saying that yes, meaning he doesn't disagree with the facts that people don't dress that way, but he disagrees with the conclusion. The conclusion shouldn't be, therefore, that we don't need to do it. The conclusion is still that we need to do it because that is, they're not doing it for the wrong reason. But I say, and this seems to be our community standard, that way more important is to focus and have the right frame of mind and attitude when it comes to davening. Should Sheva Levi, Rav Osborne, who is a Haredi Posek, says a beautiful line, when somebody asked him about davening their Purim costume, dressed up in a costume, and I daven mincha that way. Sher Sha'al, Vinyan Asher Rabbeinu, Ogeb, Tachboset, Purim, Achlavat, Vadik, Klingon, Nitahi, Mishraim, Olim, Tahepech. Okay, so his example was that if you're Litvak and you dress up as a chassid, with a shtreimel, can you daven that way? In mutan lebalo v'zetzin la mincha marv. So he says, shetzarech hederek sh'omen lefnei aneshem chashuvim. How would you appear before an important person? Hine ledati ein chitzoni tamalbush koveya. It's not what the clothes look like on the outside. Often, no, lefnei aneshem yibar gufila, but how you stand before Hashem while you're davening. Dechashek yil ha-shechina kenegdo. You're standing for the shechina. Ba'omen lefnei melech ha-olam. Mipala Lapia Lacham, you're davening the normal way, Vum Lachusakalacham, you're fully covered. Venus and Shunzkog, you're not making a joke, you're not, you know, acting weird during davening. So then, Ein Afkamina is a beggar, it doesn't matter the clothing. That being said, there may be one or two issues that do come up with hats and jackets. There's something called ituf. Certain brachos are supposed to be said during ituf. For example, when ituf applies, so in halachic positions of the Rav, Rav Aaron Ziegler wrote a sefer in listing halachic positions of the Rav, and he described that the Rav said basically, all Yom Kippur, you have to have your talis on your head. The whole davening, everybody in the tzibur. Why? It's part of atifa. The Mishnah Berurah requires that atifa while standing in Shana Esrei, and atifa could work if the hat is the accepted norm. So needless to say, when it's customary, the attire should include a jacket and tie. So I don't know that we're as consistent with what this ituf requires, as in, even in that community, by the same standard, if they would only go to an interview wearing a tie, so then they should be wearing it for davening. You don't see, you know, all the Haredi Jewry going out wearing ties to daven every time they go. They are mocking on the hat and jacket. So we'll discuss why maybe in one more minute. I'm trying to keep to the time, so we'll quickly go over the last few sources. But there's another issue in Kabbalah. Kabbalah discusses the need for having two coverings on your head. There's like two forms of yira, upper yira, lower yira. So without getting into it, this idea from Kabbalah is not poskened by any of the major halakhic works. And therefore, without getting into that issue so much, you know, I can't say that therefore that we need to start wearing hats for that reason. So, as such, wearing a hat, wearing a jacket, is not, if you're being intellectually honest and you've learned the sugya as we have, you can't say it's a halachic requirement. But that doesn't mean it's not a statement of social, religious, political affiliation, and it continues in certain circles, and it may have to do with the theological hesitation to change anything, right? All tzibors change, but no one can say that we're exactly the way we were hundreds of years ago in any tzibor, even the Haredim, okay? There's some change. There's some where the change moves molasses, there's some change that moves really fast. And, in our tzibor, so we're halachic Judaism still, so we can view those on the left as changing way too fast, uprooting entire parts of tefillah, getting rid of mechitzas, and changing all sorts of important standards, and we go too fast. That's not halacha. That's not how the system works. That's not Torah Judaism. Whatever it is you want to call it, that's not keeping halacha. And so obviously, there are those who look at us and even what we have, the amount of Gemara our women are learning, as being too fast, let's say. So there's all sorts of standards. Everybody has who they are on the left and the right that they're looking at and saying, those guys are crazy, and those guys are too liberal and too conservative with the lowercase c. And so that gets into issue that they don't want to change. For example, somebody, the Ramizelman, quotes the Rav and a story in Source 17 that there was once a minion in the Rav's house, and the Rav sent somebody to get his hat, and somebody was saying, you don't need the hat. And the Rav said to him, you may or may not be halachically correct. And maybe, technically. I do not wish to debate you on the topic. I wear a hat during tefillah because I never saw my father or either of my grandfathers daven without a hat. That itself is sufficient grounds to necessitate a hat. And I agree, in such a community, or somebody where that's true, that would be a reason. If you were raised to wear a hat, you're supposed to be wearing a hat. Okay? Because that is the... And getting rid of the hat, it's never just, I'm getting rid of the hat and I'm keeping... It's not never just. It's rarely just everything else I'm keeping fully, just getting rid of the hat. Usually it's a sign of, getting rid of Torah and mitzvahs and all those values, and therefore that would not be a change I would endorse. As in, we don't want people, so people in those communities should continue, who have that, belong to such a yeshiva, and such a family, and such a community, should continue to be wearing their hats and jackets, and like I said in the opening of this year, emphasize it again. One last point before I conclude, and that is that there's those who wear their jacket, so I could just put it on over their shoulders, okay? Or while they daven in the morning, since they want to daven with the jacket, and they put on their tefillin, they can't get their jacket over their sleeve and they wear it hanging off. What we've been discussing, the whole point of the hat and jacket, is about, you know, looking nice, the way presentable, the way you would for an interview, the way you would before a king, a minister. Okay, that is not that. Source 18, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Yossi Yaakov says, L'chein ein adam nocha me'ilu anogi mitvila shachar shavak tashon shal yad, lo shin et ha'me'ilu elyon shal lot dergarko, dizeh chisaron bedin, that's not doing it. Halichot Shlomo, the writings of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the students put together, shad et fila d'yesh la'ak vidyon, levush mitzurom v'chubedeh, kom in lefnei ha'melech, shnemar ha'chon nekrat el-kal Yisrael, prepare to speak to Hashem, l'chein gam ish adarko le'lech min chasayim tzarim, even if you wear shorts for work, kechaklayim or polim, you pick things in the field. Ratzoi shelo yipalel bo lelavushkach. Better that you should not daven that way. Haragil elech lekovol malvash. Somebody who does wear a hat and jacket generally happens to end up in shul and is davening bitter knesset lo malvashim elu. Without that, lo yipalel baladeim. Should not daven without them. Elam kein lo yimtza minyan achar tefila. Unless that's the last minyan. Someone who comes to the choice between davening with a minion and davening with a hat, we choose davening with a minion. But is that really the last minion? Could you wait for another minion? Could you go down the road? Is it better to get the hat and go to the minion, says Rosh Hashanah. And then he says, nobody healthy should be davening with their jacket over their shoulders when you can't lift up your arms, it takes so much work. And he says, it's also probably an iser of carrying on Shabbos without an eruv if you wear your jacket like that, because that's not called wearing your clothing. I will make the point also that there are a lot of people who, when it comes to wearing their jacket, and they're putting on their hat and jacket, and they're wearing jeans, and they're wearing t-shirts, and they're wearing all sorts of mess, and their davening jacket isn't nice and clean. We saw that part of the issue was having a clean clothing for davening. They leave it around and get soiled. Okay? So I'm not sure that they're any better off when they do it that way. Okay? Let's end with the last source from Reb Lichtenstein. That's all. Reb Lichtenstein described davening at the Shiblach in Katamon. Surely the Sefer Bezodik Tzarab in Yanzeh. Ani mitpalel bebit Knesset Nifla ha-Shiblach shal-Shunat Katamon Rishalayim. Ve'cham yimei Chol Moed Sukkos. One time on Chol Moed Sukkos, ra'iti b'chor she'nechnas lebeit ha-Knesset. Ba'chatzato kitub ha-Semel. He had a message on his shirt. Kfar shagamlu lekach shiish anashim ha-Choshim shal-Nadam lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. We've gotten used to the idea of people standing for Hashem. Still want everybody to know him. Chayavim yadeyo tanu shehem shotim Coca-Cola. Ochlim be McDonald's, Osha Bikru, Haim, Omi Shikanala Hemet Acholza, Bebali. Me or somebody who loves me went to this place and all I got was this t-shirt. Acapulco or Niagara Falls. Achmashir Aiti Apam Alal Kol Mashir, this was the worst I ever saw, says Reb Lichtenstein. Al Chutzato Shol Tobachor, Hofia Tzmunabi Dolashal Kadarsal, a big basketball. Botio Kiddush Levana, with huge letters. Basketball is life, all the rest is details. Now, I wasn't there. The t-shirt I've seen is basketball is life, everything else is just a game. Okay, so I don't want to distort his account, but maybe that was the t-shirt he saw, or maybe he was just... But, Kadusasa chayim kol nishar rakratim. Shafi lagesh l'sholoto. And may his ofiyah b'chutz azot b'shav yishanam b'chavra. Would he wear that to his first date? B'shav rayon l'avodach harashav for a job interview? Or l'havdil l'bikor etzel afifyor. Would he meet the Pope in that shirt? Okay, l'havdil. Not that the Pope is our standard for anything, but in other words, you wouldn't meet somebody prestigious in any walk of life that way. You can talk to Kodesh Baruch that way. Achim, if name Melech HaMalchei HaMlachim Shani, Terem Espakti Lakeshli Lav, Kfar Barach Mibet HaKnesset, he already ran out of shul before landing. So, sum up, is one required to wear a hat and davening, a hat and jacket while davening? The short answer is no, but you're required to dress in an appropriate, respectable manner, consistent with the norms of your time. As we can see, that's how you address in public, how you address before a dignitary, somebody, job interview. But even among those particular wear a hat and jacket, so they should also have that standard to realize that the rest of the clothes have to be neat. And on the other hand, those of us who don't have that opinion, so we should make sure that we are dressed nicely given our current standards. And also, we should realize that those who do wear the hat and jacket for davening, we're all in the same. Don't other charedim. Okay, they're all with us on this, trying to be ovdei Hashem and serve Hashem the best way and have the proper decorum tefillah. So I hope I answered the question of do we need hats and jackets for davening. That was the requested topic. Shematzliach to have an inspired, proper davening always. Okay, regardless of what.